Kenny, you're going to be performing a Christmas show on the 13th of December here in Bangor at the Cross Insurance Center. Can you talk about performing Christmas songs as opposed to doing your catalog of other great hits?
Well, you know, I've done that for years and years and years, and it's something I love rituals, you know, that it's kind of the same audience every year, and I change the show as much as I can and still do Christmas. I think that's, you know, it's funny, I'm convinced that the Christmas audience is a totally different audience than the one that comes to hear the hits. To respect that. And we're so close to losing Merry Christmas in our vocabulary.
Can you talk about how you helped Don Henley of the Eagles get into the music business?
Well, you know, Don Henley was with a group in right outside of Dallas. And he and I met each other at a clothing store, and he and his friend said, "Would you come hear our group?" And I said, "I don't go to clubs to hear groups because I don't drink." And he said, "No, we're really good." And the way he said it, I thought, well, maybe I'll go then. And I went to hear them, and they were really good. And I took them to L.A., and they lived in my house for, I think, 6 months. And I produced an album on them. And the way I helped him really was that I was a friend. And I had all he had given me all of his publishing, because I was going to try to help him with that. I didn't know anything about publishing or how to help him. So he came back to me and he said, "I have a chance to go with this group and it's a great opportunity, but I have to have all of my publishing to do it." So I gave him his publishing back, and I think that's what opened the door for him. He probably had Desperado in there and he didn't tell me. No, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. I don't see him often enough, but when I do, it brings back a lot of great memories.
How's your singing voice after all these years, specifically going into this tour?
It's been okay, and it gets better as I go along in the Christmas tour. It's really hard for me to, normally I do two shows, three shows a week, but now doing it every night, it puts a lot of strain on me. And I can honestly say I don't think it's as good as it used to be, but once I get up to speed, I'm fine.
You worked with a lot of different artists in the late 70s, early 80s, like Dolly Parton, Dottie West, Lionel Richie, and the Bee Gees. Are there any that you worked with that really stuck out to you from that time period?
Well, for different reasons, different ones. You know, I'm a believer that you don't start off with a partner. You start off with a song, and then you find someone that does it well. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed working with Dottie West, you know, but we worked together for about 2 years, and she was a very special lady. And, you know, working with Lionel was something also. You know, he is so unique in his approach to music, and to be a part of that and be a friend was very important. And the Bee Gees helped me. You know, they wrote this song, and after about 4 days of singing it, I finally told Barry Gibb, I said, "Barry, I don't even like this song anymore." And he said, "Well, you know what? We need Dolly Parton." And Ken Cragen, who was my manager, said, "I just saw her downstairs." So he went downstairs and got her. And the minute she walked in, the song was different. You know, it's like running a 100-yard dash. You run as fast as you think you can, but you put someone alongside you who runs a little faster, and I promise you, you are going to run faster. And that's what happens with duets. But I have loved every duet. Kim Carnes was in the New Christy Minstrels. You know, so each person I've sung with, I've sung with some of the most beautiful women, Kim Carnes, Dottie West, Sheena Easton, Dolly Parton, and the lovely Ronnie Millsap. It's been a great career for me, and I love sharing it with other people.
We're talking with Kenny Rogers here on Downtown. Kenny will be performing in Bangor, Maine at the Cross Insurance Center on the 13th of December. Kenny, is there any advice you'd give your younger self, knowing what you do now about the business and about the music industry as a whole?
You know, I wrote a book, and in my book, my mentor is somebody you probably don't know, Kirby Stone with the Kirby Stone Four. And he told me once, he sat me down and said, "Kenny, let me tell you something. This is not all wet towels and naked women." But I wanted to call my book that, and they wouldn't let me do it until I realized what he said. What he was saying is, this is a business. And if you don't treat it like a business, it will eat you up. So I've always tried to do that. I try to be on time. I try to deliver. I try to be nice to people. And I try to work with people that bring me pleasure. You know, life is kind of what you make it. But my mom told me when I was young, she said, son, always be happy where you are. Never be content to be there. But if you're not happy where you are, you'll never be happy. So even in the down parts of my career, I'd have to stop and say, hey, I'm still making music. This is all I ever set out to do. Everything else is a bonus. And I think with that attitude, you know, people want, I'm always amazed how much people will do for people they like and how much they won't do for people they don't like. So I've tried desperately, you know, to use that concept in my life and in my career.
You've accomplished a ton of accolades in your career, a ton of great songs as well. If you had to choose just one to perform and to sing, what would it be?
Every Time Two Fools Collide. I did it with Dottie West, and it was, I think, the first duet I had ever done. And I loved her, and I thoroughly enjoyed the song. Now, I will tell you that's not, my persona is more, I'm more known for the gambler and for the Dolly Parton stuff. But that was a song that I loved doing it. And that's a little bit high for me. I'm trying to redo it for next year, to redo a version of it that I can do in the show, because I think Dottie West is one of the most unappreciated artists ever in country music. And I'm going to do everything I can to get her in the Country Music Hall of Fame.